This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know it, we love it, and I feel like we've gotten way too much attention on it here in the last 2 years, but it's a necessary tool, and that is the weekly drought monitor. Now, if we're talking about it, obviously, we know it's a great tool to have to give us conditions on what crops are growing into. However, lately it seems to have been used, or overused maybe, as a yield prediction tool. And there's one organization that says, while this is a great piece of information, it's only one piece of the puzzle that helps us predict an accurate yield estimate. We'll talk more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
As we said earlier, many people are starting to use the drought monitor as a tool to gauge what our yield is going to be and what our crop conditions are. And according to Dave Widman, economist at Agricultural Economic Insights, that's not an accurate gauge of how our crop is developing. It should only be used to understand the crop growing conditions and what could be problems for us in the future when these conditions persist.
In the past, we've looked at the relationship between percentage of the country and drought and the final yield, and there's just not a good, strong relationship between those two variables. Contrary to what we might think when we look at those maps, at the beginning of this year, the model we worked on was an innovative way of thinking about droughts. The takeaway here is that, and a lot of times, it's the change in drought conditions that might tell us more about the yield impact than the drought magnitude in and of itself. So that makes sense. If you get timely rains, the drought conditions might persist, but the crop could still be moving forward. But if the drought is magnifying, that signals deteriorating crops. So the drought is improving, maybe the crops are improving. So that was the genesis of this.
Ag Economic Insights conducted a recent survey to see how the drought monitor's findings are in relation to the crop conditions we are seeing.
While the model results we're not necessarily thrilled with, what we did learn from the model, even though drought conditions in June of this year were arguably worse than they were in June of 2012, this model was telling us we had to keep an eye on the change in drought conditions. And what we saw this year is that the drought conditions didn't get worse. They, in some cases, abated a little bit. They subsided. And so that is part of this story.
AEI has put forth a model that takes many more variables into account to predict more accurately what the crop yield potential will be at the same snapshot in time. Again, this is not to say that the information gained from the weekly drought monitor isn't accurate and isn't useful. It's just one piece of the puzzle.
We were looking at what would this model have predicted relative to a trend line, and given the situation that we didn't see the drought getting worse or the drought conditions getting better, this model shows something that was closer to trend normal than what we have seen. So right now we have a corn yield that's 7+ bushels away from the trend line. That model estimate wasn't nearly as aggressive in pulling down those corn yields. But again, we have only one data point like this, and that was 2012, and 2012 got a lot worse. We had a pretty significant drought on our hands in June, and the conditions slightly improved, but as I mentioned earlier, depending on where you were in the Corn Belt. Some parts of the Corn Belt got significantly better and some of them got a little bit worse. So national trends versus state level conditions are really important to try to untangle in the future.
You can see some of the yields that AEI is predicting and also take a look at their website at iowaagnet.com.